welcome to another Tuesday teaser of Dopey, the podcast of drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave. I'm at my dad's house. I'm in the studio. Howie is tooling away in the background. He refuses to sing on the show, so he's not coming back on the show. He refuses to come on the show, which is very awkward to me because usually he's such a whore for attention. But this week on the teaser, we are playing something from the archive with a fitness expert and alcoholic named Luke. His name is Luke Zerato. His Instagram is Marathon2Sobriety. He's Canadian, but don't hold that against him. DopeyCon is coming up. We're actually almost sold out of tickets. I always panic that we're not going to sell the tickets, but we're just about sold out. If you want a ticket to DopeyCon, go to the website. I'll put the link in the description of this show. There is a contest for Dopey Art, which nobody's entered, but I haven't really publicized it, so the contest is kind of only in my head. And there is also a contest for Dopey Music, which we've gotten a ton of submissions for. We are looking for a Dopey / DopeyCon theme song challenge. If you guys want free Dopey merch, free tickets to DopeyCon, I don't know, something for free, fucking send it to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. It is a glorious week in Dopey history because the documentary, a.k.a. Charlie Sheen, came out. Does that work? There we go. It is so exciting. Somebody had texted me that the movie was out, and I kind of poo-pooed it because Charlie Sheen wasn't coming on Dopey. I think years ago, Charlie Sheen said he would come on Dopey for $2,000. But that seemed like too much for me to have paid. However, after watching the Charlie Sheen documentary, I think $2,000 would have been an incredible deal. If you are a drug addict or a Charlie Sheen fan or both, I cannot recommend AKA Charlie Sheen enough. I think we should do an AKA Charlie Sheen special. I'm going to play a clip from AKA Charlie Sheen right now. It's an amazing movie. Hold on. Here's the clip.
Really sweet and sexy and adorable.
Oh, shit.
There's a young gal that C. Thomas Powell and myself were kind of seen at the same time, and she was really sweet and sexy and adorable. And then she reached out to me one night. I was still in my condo in Malibu, and she said, "Hey, I'm in a spot that I need to be extracted from at once." So I went over there, and it was this kind of this semi-rundown apartment just over the canyon, Woodland Hills maybe. And I pull up, and it's about 10 o'clock at night. She's in there, and she's in there with this guy, and the vibe of the place was not pleasant at all. It was eerie, and it felt really unsafe for me. I can imagine what she was going through to make this secret call, and he was like, "Who in the fuck are you?" I'm like, "Hey, man, hey, I don't mean to barge in, but I'm a friend of Sandy's, and she said that she needed to get out of here, so I'm here to facilitate that, you know?" He says, "Well, hold on a minute," and he fucking grabs her. Pins her against the wall, and the dude was pretty big, and he's yelling at her about a bunch of shit, you know, and something about money she owes him. Or now I'm like, "Oh, this is moments from getting away from everybody." So he's not looking at me, and my car is like really close. So I go back to the car, and I got an HK P7 M13 9mm in my glove box. I put that in my waistband. I come back in the house, and I said, "All right, whatever's going on, let's just call it quits. She's coming with me now." So we get back to the condo. She falls asleep on the couch. I let her rest for a couple hours. The next morning, you know, I'm giving her some juice and, you know, a snack or whatever. I'm trying to be hospitable. You know, I really like this girl. She says, "If you don't mind, I'm starting to jones a little bit, and I kind of need to just get back up on my shit, you know?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, sure, whatever." She pulls out her pipe and loads it up and takes a big hit. And just lays back on the couch like she's inside the best moment of all time. I'm a little bit curious. You know, I've done a lot of cocaine up to that point, just not in that form. She says, you know, I don't want to talk you into anything, but if you're curious, I think you might really enjoy this. And I said, I don't know, man. It's like, I got a lot of shit coming up. At that point, she's feeling the sexual charge from her hit. So she's starting to undress, and she's, you know, almost completely naked at this point. So she says, well, let me combo this up for you. Let me do something for you while you're doing this. How do I present this with any class?
We're past that,
yeah. She decides that giving me a blowjob while I'm taking my first hit of crack is gonna be an experience. Was indescribable. It took me to a place in my brain and in my body and what she was doing, and it all made sense on a level that I was really excited to finally embrace. But in that same breath, in that same experience, I'm deathly afraid of how far this could get away from me. And I was aware of that.
In the moment,
yeah. The duality of those two conflicting forces.
And I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them.
Was something that to this day, just were peerless, you know?
That's a clip from AKA Charlie Sheen. And it is perhaps the dopiest documentary I've seen in some time. It's just incredibly debaucherous, but also has this beautiful humility and gratitude. And you feel that Charlie Sheen has really been through something. And it's an amazing movie. So that's my big plug for AKA Charlie Sheen. I told you to get Dopey Con tickets. If you want to hear the rest of this episode with Luke, you go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And here is me and Luke. So I'm with Luke Zerato at my father's house, and Luke runs a very, very, very popular Instagram account called Marathon to Sobriety, and I've known Luke for a bit. And Luke is Canadian, and Luke just ran the New York City Marathon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I'm rocking my medal. You know, you work hard for it. It's Metal Monday.
Can I feel it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice, right?
Wow.
Heavy.
That's hefty.
I was really surprised.
That's nice. And they engrave your name.
Yeah, got it engraved yesterday.
3 hours, 2 minutes, and 55 seconds.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
What's the fastest marathon you ever ran?
Did 2 hours and 50 minutes. So about 12 minutes slower this time. But New York's a tough marathon.
And you ran, did you run with the release guys?
Yes, exactly. Ran with the release
Zach?
Team. Yep, Zach and... The Release Recovery Foundation.
Nice.
So I was part of the charity, had to raise, you know, the minimums, and it was my first time doing a race with a charity, which was really cool.
How does that work?
So you need to raise a certain amount of money, and in order to get a bib, and I had never done that before. So raising money was
the bib is the thing you wear.
Yeah, it's the thing you wear to be able to run.
The bib is the number?
Exactly, basically.
Why do they call it a bib?
That's a good question. I guess it's kind of like a I don't know, a bib goes on your chest?
Well, a bib is something a baby uses to not get food on them.
I don't really know the...
I want to know. That's an interesting question. And we love Zach Clark. Clark was in DopeyCon.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
And he's a friend of mine. He's a sponsor of the show. He's a good guy.
Great guy.
How did it go? Did you run with him? Do you all run together? Are you competing against each other?
Well,
is he pulling away?
No,
do you pull away? Who pulls
kinda,
away?
We all kind of run our own race, but we met a bunch as a team. We had a you know, a shakeout where we all met together on Saturday morning, the day before the race, and you know, good camaraderie of getting the team together. Ken Rideout is a part of it. He had a few words to say.
Who's that?
Ken Rideout. He's like how do I describe him? He's like one of the most epic ultra marathoners, endurance athletes out there.
He's like a rich,
he's in recovery.
A rich,
he's in recovery as well.
Is he a rich roll type?
He's a rich roll type. Exactly. He's an icon just like Rich. They're buddies. He's been on his show a bunch of times.
I wonder if Rich Roll ran the marathon. He told me he was in town.
He was in town. He was doing some events with On. No, he didn't run. He was doing something with On. He was doing a few speaking engagements and stuff like that.
What's On?
On is like the, it's like a run, it's an apparel, it's a running brand. On Running.
They
don't just do running. They do a bunch of stuff, but it's like a competitor of Nike, let's say.
Yeah, they make nice shoes.
Yeah, they got really nice stuff.
I walked past their store today. They have Zendaya as their model.
Yeah, it's one of the best brands probably out there. Biggest ones, anyway.
That is very interesting. Yeah. So, like, when did you become a hardcore runner guy?
I actually hated running pretty much my whole life. 35 years, hated running. My last 5 years, it's become, like, my entire personality.
Well, what happened?
So, I got sober about 8 years ago. So I took a bit of time to like discover who I was without.
Were you a fitness person?
I was always in shape. I was always a sports guy. I played a lot of sports. Hockey was my main sport. You know, I was in the gym probably 5-6 days a week.
So you were always.
I
like,
was always fit. I was always in the kind of, you know, always, you know, enjoyed sport, enjoyed, you know, pushing myself. But running just took a shape of its own, and I became like, I hated running growing up. Even when I was playing sports, I hated running, but then I kind of picked it up on my journey, and it's given me this, like, I'm sure y'all have heard of the runner's high.
Yeah,
right. It's like, it's real.
How real is it?
It's incredible.
How does it compare to, say, a cocaine?
Honestly, it's probably just, in my opinion, just as powerful, but there's no come down. You know how when you're doing the hard stuff, you have the come down. You hate your life the next day. You're questioning everything. The runner's high, it just doesn't wear off. And
do you have to run, or can you get a runner's high jogging?
You can jogging, running, same thing. Yeah, you can get it jogging 100%.
Talks about jogging high.
Jogging high, I guess that's true, but I guess it's all relative, right? A jog to somebody is a run for somebody.
Right.
It's just the fact of putting your shoes on, getting outside the house. Getting in the fresh air and kind of like sticking to something, once it hits you, you know it's hitting you.
So how did you get to be this?
What do you mean by this?
Well, you say running became your personality for the past 5 years. How did that happen?
It just kind of gradually started happening. I started running a little bit on my own, just kind of like going outside and running. I thought it was you know, part of my weight routine, right? I was big in the gym, so I thought, you know, running once a week would be good for my physique. My goal was always to like look good with my shirt off. That was it. That was my goal. But then when I discovered running,
I've never hit that goal. That's been my life goal, and I've not even come close to that goal. Maybe I had a year at one point years ago, and I mean, we're gonna return to this because this is my goal, and I'm far away from this goal.
When I heard you saying that you were getting into running, I think I wrote you right after I heard that, and I was like, "Let's go, Dave. That this is great for you. I'm excited."
I got this hernia, and then I couldn't run. The hernia.
How you feeling now?
I'm healing. I can't run for another 3 weeks.
Okay.
Like they say, you need 6 weeks before you run or ride a bike.
Yeah.
And someone was telling me I should ride a bike because running is too high impact. What is your opinion about that?
It is high impact, but my thing is, I much prefer running than I do cycling.
Why? All right, I'm sure everyone is dying to know why Luke prefers running to cycling. And we'll find out if you go to the Patreon show at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. Luke is awesome. His story is awesome. It's very Canadian. It's very fitness-based. It's not 12-step. And he's an incredibly inspiring character, just like Charlie Sheen. I think I will get Charlie Sheen on Dopey before it's all over. Before it's all said and done, I believe Charlie Sheen will come on Dopey. What do you guys think? Please send an email or a voicemail to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to come to DopeyCon, it very well could be the last DopeyCon we ever do, because I can't take it anymore. So have a wonderful day. Stay strong, everybody. And fucking toodles for Chris.
Greetings and salutations, Dopey Nation. I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I want to be good so bad. I want to be so good, so bad, so bad. I want to be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And I want to take a ride up in the sky. And watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I want to see a Learjet liner take a dive. Just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. And I want to be good so bad. I want to be so good, so bad, so bad. I want to be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And my shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. And I wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds, cause peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad. And it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. Stay strong, Dopey Nation. Fucking toodles for Chris.
Sup, Zoomers.
And shout out to Scott Wick, the rap god, by the way. I mean, everyone else is great too, but
Zoomers,
just, you know,
Zoomers, Zoomers.
It's the rap god, so. Yeah. Toodles.